Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, November 25th, 2018. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. Her message is The Liturgical Year. The Old Testament lesson today is Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and our New Testament lesson is Revelation 22, verses 12 through 21.
From the Revelation, this is chapter 22, verses 12 through 21. It's found on page 260 in the New Testament lesson. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and fornicators and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with the testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let everyone who hears say, come. And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add that person to that person the plagues described in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away that person's share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. O God, who is so huge and beyond our knowing, we give you thanks that you sent Jesus that we might know more about you, and that you sent the Holy Spirit to be an advocate and an interpreter and a guide. God, as we look deeply into your scriptures, we ask for your help, that as we explore these scriptures, we might be able to discern your word from ancient words that are relevant to our lives in this time and in this moment, and that you would teach us. We ask this humbly. Amen. Okay. So I'm going to turn this. You all can see that too? Okay. If you can't, are you guys doing okay in that corner too? Okay. Excellent. Our scripture passages for today came from the very first chapter of Genesis. If you had followed along in your pew Bible, you would have had the book cover and a couple of pages, and there would be the reading. And the New Testament reading would have been way flipped on the other side, so that there'd be the index in the back, but just a few pages, and then Revelations. Genesis speaks of the beginning, in the beginning. And Revelation speaks very much of the end times. Now, when Revelation was written, and they're talking about the end of the book, they're not talking about the end of the entire Bible. The whole Bible was not put together. The Bible is a collection of many different books. And so even Revelations was not even the most last written book. But when they came to arrange the books of the Bible, they thought, Revelation talks about the end. We'll put that at the end. Now, the book of Revelation has lots of scary and dramatic imagery in it. It has lots of warnings and prophecy and poems. And I don't pretend to understand all of the book of Revelations. The most Reformed Presbyterian scholars would say the overall theme of Revelations that you can always preach on is that God wins in the end. And that end is part of what we're looking at today, because one of the phrases that comes out of the book of Revelations that we sung already this morning is that Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and Omega would be the last. Sort of like A to Z and everything in between. The first and the final, the beginning and the conclusion. I wore my Alpha and Omega stole today. This the A-looking one is the Alpha. The thing that looks like an upside-down horseshoe, that's the Omega. The thing in the middle is close to this. It's this same sign. This is, the X is Chi. The P-looking thing is actually Rho. Chi Rho gets you to Christ. So Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. And because today, I already told you, in the cycle of the church year, this is the last Sunday of the liturgical year. Isn't that a great churchy word, liturgical? It is Christ the King Sunday, recognizing that Christ is the Lord, and at the conclusion of all things, Christ wins in the end. And then we lean from Christ winning in the end to, wait, Jesus isn't born yet, and we got to get ready. And so we're right at this cusp and change in the year. And so I borrowed this felt design here from a previous church. It comes out of the Godly Play curriculum. It is Montessori-based and done for children, a meditative way in churches to explore worship with children. But I find it works for adults who crave to have more visual and more symbolic in our worship as well. Heads up, at the end of this story, there will be questions. They're not questions that have right answers and wrong answers, but there will be questions, and I'll be asking you all for responses as well. You never have to share, but you will be invited to share. So the story is called The Circle of the Church Year. Time. Time. There are all kinds of time. But what is time? We know that there's a time to get up in the morning. There's a time to go to bed. There's a time to go to school or to work and to go home. There's a time to play. But what is time? Some people say time is a line. I wonder what that would look like. Ah! Time. Time in a line. Look at this. This is the beginning. It's the newest part. It's just being born. It's brand new. But now look. The part that is new is getting older. I wonder how long time goes. Does it have an ending? Oh, it ended. Look at the ending. The beginning that was so new at the beginning is now really old. And the ending is the new part now. We have a beginning that then is like an ending, and an ending that is like a beginning. You know what the church did? The church tied the ending that was like a beginning and the beginning that was like an ending together so that we would remember. For every ending, there is a beginning. And for every beginning, there is an ending. There is an Alpha, and there is an Omega. And the Alpha and the Omega are tied together. And so our calendar, I'm not going to hang this up there, but it's in the shape of a circle. Here are the three great times. This is Christmas. It's got a star on it. This is Easter. It's got a cross on it. And this one, ooh, it's a little warm. It's hot. This is Pentecost. Those are the great mysteries of the church year. And people can walk right through these mysteries without noticing them. We need time to get ready to come to these mysteries. The time for getting ready for the mystery of Christmas is called Advent. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 Sundays to get ready for Christmas. The color for getting ready for Christmas is purple. That's a serious color, a color of kings. And Jesus was a king. Some churches, though, this season is blue. Maybe you've been to one of those churches. And do you know why it would be blue? Blue is sometimes the color for Mother Mary. And without the Mother Mary, there would be no baby Jesus. Christmas is here, but there's one more white square here. That's because the season of Christmas lasts 12 days, the 12 days of Christmas. So we have, that's close to 2 Sundays, so we put in 2 blocks. Then there's Easter, but we need some time to get ready for Easter. And the time for getting ready for Easter is also purple, that color of kings. And something is going to happen to Jesus, the king. But he was not the kind of king that people thought he would be. He's a different kind of king. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Sundays for getting ready for Easter. That's because Easter is an even greater mystery than Christmas. And it takes longer to get ready to enter it. We call these 6 weeks Lent. Easter is so great a mystery that you can't keep it to just one Sunday or even to two. Easter keeps going. It goes on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more Sundays. During that time, people met Jesus in his new and resurrected way. He had died on the cross, and that was very sad. But then he came back, and they kept meeting him. Somehow Jesus was still with them, as he is still with us. Then something wonderful happened. The apostles went outside with Jesus in this new way, and they saw him go up. And a few days later, the Holy Spirit came down, and the church was born. And the apostles glowed with the power of the Holy Spirit, and their tongues were like fire when they spoke, and they were more alive than they had ever been before. That's why the color of Pentecost is red like fire. Then there are these Sundays between Christmas and the beginning of Lent. The most you could ever have here is 9, so we put 9 in. Do you know what those, let's see, some churches celebrate these as ordinary time. Some churches celebrate these as Epiphany and a season of light. So these blocks are both green and white. And then there are the rest of these green growing Sundays. They didn't get a fancy name. These are called the Sundays after Pentecost. Here's Pentecost. These are Sundays after Pentecost. Here's the time when school's getting out. Here's the time where you might go to summer camp or go on vacation. Go swimming. The days are long. But then it becomes time, perhaps, to think about going back to school, and the days get shorter. School goes on, and you notice that the afternoons are darker, and the days get really short. It looks like the light is about to go out. And just when the light seems to be coming to an end, we reach Advent. The year ends, and it begins again. It's time to get ready to enter the season of Christmas. So we'll look at the whole thing again. These are the three great times: Christmas, Easter, Pentecost. Oop, still a little hot. These are the times for getting ready. Advent, 4 weeks. Lent, 6 weeks. Easter is a bigger mystery, so we have a long time to look at Easter. And then there are the great green growing Sundays of the year. It's all here. Everything we need. And for every beginning, there is an ending. And for every ending, there is a beginning. And it goes on and on and on, forever and ever. So I wonder, these are not questions that have an absolute right answer, but I wonder for you, what color or season or day you like best? What color or season do you like best? Yeah.
I like the green.
You like the green season the best. Laid back. Yeah. You like the green the best. Somebody else. Yeah. Which one do you like best?
The white with the snow.
You like the white with the snow the best. Okay.
You can build a snowman.
And you can build a snowman. Excellent. Huh? Your favorite one is the Christmas one.
Yes.
Yes, with the star?
Yes, that's right.
That's right. Okay. What about somebody else? What color do you like best? No personal preference, right? One more? Yeah, what color do you like, Donna? You were born on Easter Sunday. So this block is kind of fun.
Wendy, I have to ask, why is it counterclockwise?
I wonder, why is it counterclockwise? Why would it be set up this way?
It's exactly backwards from the way we understand technology.
So this is backwards from how your clock works. I wonder why it would be set up this way and not this way. It's bugging you, huh?
Yeah.
What would that say about God's time? So it's the beginning and the end is the beginning, so it could work both ways. Why else would it be set up maybe not the way we would expect it?
It's time, not our time.
Oh, say that again?
It's his time, not our time.
So if it's God's time, maybe this is God's way of doing it, doesn't have to fit our way of doing things. Our westernized, clockwise way of doing things, perhaps God has a different way of doing things. It's intriguing. Anybody else have an idea? I wonder why it goes the other way.
Jesus, like that's the beginning. So in other words, that's December, or what we determine as December.
Yeah.
So actually, you're working around the other way. Instead of starting with our calendar, which is January through December,
uh-huh.
We're talking about December going the opposite
way. Going the opposite way. Huh. Anything else? Why is it set up counterclockwise?
Because Because they turned the clock back an hour.
Because we turned the clock back an hour. There we go. That makes sense to me, too. I wonder which of these colors and which of these seasons or which of these days is the most important.
Christmas.
You would say Christmas is most important. Excellent.
I would say Lent.
So this season, you think, is the most important. The preparation for the great mystery of Easter. Yeah. Sometimes the one that's most important and your favorite one are not the same. Somebody else, I wonder what season is most important. Yeah.
I agree with Cindy. I think Lent. I think Good Friday.
Ah, so good. Yeah, Good Friday's not on here. If we did, it would be black. But right here, before we get to the resurrection. Yeah. Yeah. So you would say every single piece on here and every single color would be equally important. Yeah. Yeah. This will be more personal. I wonder for you yourself what season or color you find yourself in today. Where do you feel like you are today? Okay, Jeff says he feels like he's in one of these great green, growing, ordinary, day-in, day-out times. Yeah.
Yeah. Very important, truthful mission of our Lord and Savior and his family. Important mission.
Important mission. So what day? Safe on earth. So what day are you in?
Saturday through Saturday.
So you would say you're in the whole thing. Okay. Yeah.
Because I made the time.
Because you made the time. So you would say, I'm like all in the whole thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. Somebody else, what season might you be in right now?
I'm about 3 weeks before Lent because I'm always behind.
Sarah said she's about 3 weeks before Lent because she's behind and she hasn't caught up. Oh, you're like 3 weeks. You're not ready for Advent yet. So you need the season to get ready for Advent, to get ready for Christmas, because you're behind. Yeah. Yeah, she's running a little behind. Somebody else, what season might you be in right now? One more? No. What season might you be in? I wonder then why the church has seasons and tells time with colors.
I think it's a way for people who weren't deliberate. They didn't speak the same language, and if they went somewhere, those colors, it's sort of a unifying thing, too.
So if you don't use a lot of language, colors are a different way to tell time, and it can be a unifying thing, right? Unified in what color we're in. Ever see these colors around this sanctuary? Where do they tend to change? Where do we see them? Right? We see them here and here, sometimes there, sometimes there, sometimes here, but not today. Well, I wonder how this helps you look at God's time differently. Let us pray together. God, we do give you thanks that you are our Alpha and our Omega, that indeed for everything that is an ending, there is also a beginning. Help us to trust you in all the times of our lives and in all the times of the year. Some of them are happy and we trust you easily. Some of them we struggle And we wonder why we are going through such a hard time. God, help us to know that you make all things beautiful in your time, and that there is no where or when we can go that is apart from you. We give you thanks, O our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning and our end, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.